Pope Benedict offered Mass in his private chapel for the repose of the soul of his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, to mark a month since his death. It's been a remarkable month since late in the evening of Saturday, April 2nd, when Vatican Radio's Director of Programming, Father Federico Lombardi, made the announcement to the city and to the world.
This is Vatican Radio. It is with profound emotion and overwhelming affection that we announce the death of our Holy Father, John
the announcement of Pope John Paul's death, while not a surprise for many, unleashed an unprecedented wave of emotion all across the globe. For those days, St. Peter's Square became the centre of the world. Millions of people, some of them queuing for up to 20 hours, filed past his mortal remains to pay their final respects to the man whom people are calling John Paul the Great.
This is like trying to pour all of the Sahara Desert into a kitchen funnel. Because there's so many people.
I walked on these streets here for 9 hours. We snaked along.
Well, the Pope did a lot of things for a lot of people in the parts of the world where I spend most of my time.
I heard it on the radio this morning, and he's just been our Pope for so long. You just wanted to pray for him.
Estimates say that 21,000 people filed past the Pope's remains every hour. Pope John Paul's funeral on April 8th was followed by tens of millions of radio listeners as well as television viewers in 81 countries. More than 1.3 million people alone watched the event live on the Vatican's website. Ever since his election, Pope Benedict has never missed an opportunity to pay tribute to his predecessor.
After the holy death of my beloved predecessor, Pope John Paul II, I come before you today filled with sentiments of awe and thanksgiving.
So as Pope Benedict kneels at the tomb of his predecessor, he can also take comfort from the fact that all those countless people are also praying for him, the successor of Peter, as he continues his awesome responsibility to lead the church. I'm Michael Kelly.